Good morning and welcome to Classical Spotlight. I'm Barry Brake. This isn't the voice you're used to hearing on Classical Spotlight, but thanks for listening. Today we'll be taking a look at a rich treasure chest of music, the Sacred Harp Hymnal. I'll be doing kind of an old-fashioned radio thing and playing the music for you myself right here at the piano with some settings you'll be hearing for the very first time. We'll talk more about it in a minute, but here's a first taste, a hymn tune entitled Holy Manna. Piano piece based on a sacred song called Holy Manna. You might know that as Brethren, We Have Met to Worship. Well, when you hear the phrase Great American Songbook, most people think of not a literal songbook, but that great era of the 20s and 30s and 40s when popular music reached a height in America with composers like George Gershwin and Irving Berlin, Cole Porter, and of course it was played by stellar performers like Benny Goodman, Ella Fitzgerald, Errol Garner. Well, okay, that is the Great American Songbook, but there's another great American songbook that I'm thinking of, and it's much older. It was first published in 1844, and it's called The Sacred Harp. If you grew up Baptist or Methodist or Church of Christ, well, you probably know several of the tunes in it by heart because they've lasted, they've been included in other newer hymnals, but they've also lasted in a different way. They touch the heartstrings of Americans very powerfully. Those sparse harmonies and folk-tinged melodies sometimes sound like they contain the very soul of this country. I'll play you an example here. This one is called Prospect.
Thank you.
Prospect, a tune from The Sacred Harp. Most people can't quite put their finger on it, but somehow it sounds like America, doesn't it? I was warming up one time at a jazz club playing some of this stuff just for fun, and the bass player said, "Is that Aaron Copland?" He was right on. It wasn't Copland, but it was exactly the kind of music that Aaron Copland drew from to create his great American sound. The Sacred Harp has really been an influential collection of hymns that form an American musical canon. Every great contribution America has made in music has at least some connection to it. From the classical stuff of Aaron Copland to the film music from all those Hollywood westerns to gospel, R&B, rock, most deeply folk and country music. Here's one you might have heard before. You might recognize this one from films, soundtracks, and commercials. It's also kind of a favorite of folk singers as well. It's a hauntingly beautiful melody called Wondrous Love. The lyrics are, "What wondrous love is this, O my soul, O my soul?" Barry Brake here performing at the piano, some pieces inspired by The Sacred Harp. That last one was called Wondrous Love. By the way, these tunes have names that sometimes don't have anything to do with the lyrics. For instance, this one is entitled New Britain. You might not recognize the title, but you'll probably recognize the tune. The melody's called New Britain, but we know it as Amazing Grace. There's this great tradition of having the composer give the melody a separate name, and I think that's because they interchanged a lot of these songs. Most of them are written in standard patterns, so it's easy to sing the same set of words to several different tunes, and you can switch them around. I'll play you a rousing number now called The Hebrew Children, whose lyrics are, "Where are the Hebrew children? Where are the Hebrew children? Where are the Hebrew children? Safe in the promised land." Hebrew Children, a song from The Sacred Harp on Classical Spotlight. Speaking of those Hebrew children, the name Sacred Harp has an interesting double meaning that goes back to the roots of this style of singing. It all started in New England in the early 1700s when people started forming singing schools to teach people how to read the hymns that they were singing. Those New England Puritans were readers of the Geneva Bible, not the King James Version. The Geneva Bible was an edition of the Bible that they brought over with them that appealed to Calvinist Protestants, and it had English translations of all the Hebrew names and words. So that's where you begin to see people getting names like Constance and Prudence and Faith. They were imitating the old biblical tradition of naming their kids. One of the pilgrims actually had a son named Wrestling. No kidding. But it makes perfect sense when you realize that comes straight from the book of Genesis. It's an English translation of a very famous Hebrew name, Israel. So when it came time to put together a new book of Psalms, what better way for these people to name it than with an English version of the word psalm, which refers to music being played on the harp. Hence, you get the title, The Sacred Harp. There's another layer of meaning in there, too, that I'll talk about in just a moment. For now, here's one of my favorites. It's a song that we sing in my church in a contemporary worship style. It's called Loving Kindness, and its form imitates those old psalms of the Bible in that call and answer pattern. Each phrase ends with a response of hallelujah. Loving Kindness. Music from the Sacred Harp hymnal on Classical Spotlight. I'm Barry Brake, and I'm at the piano playing some improvisations based on this great collection that's been so influential in American music. I mentioned that there's a deeper layer of meaning in the title, Sacred Harp. As any good Church of Christ member will tell you, the Sacred Harp is your voice. A lot of the churches that used this hymnal didn't believe that musical instruments should be used at all. Musical instruments descend from the sinful harp, the harp of Jubal, the symbol of our fallenness, back in Genesis chapter 4. But your voice, your sacred harp, is ordained by God for His praise. Even today, you can go to assemblies that don't use any musical instruments at all. I actually went to a funeral at a Church of Christ in North Texas, and we sang shape note hymns that were projected onto a PowerPoint screen. So there you go, old wine and new wineskins. Well, I guess by playing these things on piano, I'm afraid I'm sort of violating the spirit of the thing. But I also hope I brought you something that you've enjoyed and it might inspire you to find out a little more about the Sacred Harp. It's undergoing a huge huge rebirth right now. There have been a couple of big articles in Time and in the Wall Street Journal. There's a special called Awake My Soul that's being showed on PBS. And John Paul Jones, the bass player from Led Zeppelin, and Sufjan Stevens are teaming up to make an album based on the Sacred Harp. People are getting interested in it. It's a good time to be brushing up on the Sacred Harp. I'll play a few tunes in a row here for you. The first here is a melody you may recognize from the movie Cold Mountain. Remember the church with the people sitting in a square, moving their hands up and down, palms up rhythmically as they sang those strangely stirring hymns. Those were from the Sacred Harp, and in the battle scene, you hear the film score playing this elegiac tune called Idumea, whose lyrics are, "And am I born to die, to lay this body down, and must my trembling spirit fly into a world unknown?" songs from the Sacred Harp that I've been playing on piano for you this hour. I'm Barry Brake. You heard the haunting Idumea that was used so emotionally in the movie Cold Mountain. Next was a rollicking tune called Corinth that wouldn't sound out of place at the upcoming rodeo here in San Antonio. And finally, that last number was Jubilee. It's a song about the end of time being a great celebration. And it always strikes me how perfectly the melody captures peacefulness and active joy. Well, that just about does it for this edition of Classical Spotlight. I always enjoy sharing music with people, and I've especially enjoyed getting this together for you with music from a great American hymnal, the Sacred Harp, whose influences we can still feel today in the music that touches us. I'll play one more for you. It's entitled Done with the World. The lyrics are, I am done with the world, and I want to serve the Lord, and I don't expect to stay much longer here. Classic Sacred Harp sentiment there with its dim view of this present life and eyes on the grave, and yet the music is so joyful and almost jaunty. It really gives you a window into these people's philosophy. I'm Barry Brake. Thanks for listening to Classical Spotlight.